Welcome back in. Jerome Solomon subbing in today, along with Barry here. Nick is on the controls. And that was Rick Smith, the former general manager, but still executive vice president of the Houston Texans. And as he said, this leave of absence that he's taking to tend to his wife, Tiffany, and her breast cancer, it'll last a year, we've been told now. And Rick says it's a comma, not a period. I mean, it seems like the reports we're getting that it might be more like a semicolon than, but, or might be an exclamation point at some point. But Sarah Boschop, who covers the Texans for ESPN.com, joins us now to talk a little bit about this. Did you get a better sense, Sarah, of Rick's, you know, position or the likelihood of him returning to the organization here over the last 24 hours since he's talked and now Bill O'Brien spoke this morning?
I mean, the way it sounds to me is that the Texans plan on him being with the team in that executive vice president role. I mean, I think the McNairs obviously find him to be a valuable part of the team. They like what he's done for this, you know, for this organization. So I think he'll always have that role. Now, he made it sound like, you know, I mean, he said, if they hire a general manager, I totally understand. You know, that's fine. It sounds like after listening to Bill O'Brien today, that that's what they intend to do, to hire someone to replace Rick and then have him still maintain that and maybe promote him when he comes back in a year's time to perhaps president of the team or something like that.
Is this something that internally people were aware of and knew was coming and they just kept it under wraps, or did this catch a lot of people within the organization itself by surprise as well?
I think some people, I think they thought of it as the people who should know knew. I mean, I don't know that it was a secret. I mean, all of the football ops staff, Rick said, knew that she was dealing with the cancer. Now, I don't know if they knew that's how, you know, it was going to come at the end of the season. I think some people knew, but I talked to a couple of people who said they had no idea.
In other words, did Bill O'Brien know? I mean, because the talk, you know, 7 days ago was he was going to be out the door and there was all this posturing and everything else. Was he aware of this and that this was going to happen this way?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Heard from people around him that they didn't know, but that doesn't mean that he did. I'm sure he didn't find out after the game like everyone else on Sunday, but I don't think it's something he's known all season or anything like that.
And wouldn't it be a particularly fascinating thing, or what I find particularly fascinating is that the thought of Rick taking this leave of absence, if there were any inkling that that was even possible, or certainly probable, but even possible, I would think, you would think that the discussions and rumors and stories that are being reported by national reporters and locally that all came out last week, that there would be no need for those line in the sand type of reports coming out if the Bill O'Brien faction or Bill O'Brien's people, shall I say, knew that, you know, there's a possibility Rick Smith might be stepping away anyway. That seemed like odd timing for those stories to come out and then for Rick to have this announcement on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I don't think this is something that Bill has known for a while. I think those stories that have come out, very interesting. Both men addressed it this week, and they both said they have a great relationship, although Bill really just said, hey, we talk every day and we communicate. So that's very different than saying, like, oh, we have an excellent relationship. So I don't know. I think it's interesting. I don't know if we'll ever know truly what went down. But I don't know. It definitely has been a weird week in Houston in that aspect.
So we know that today several members of O'Brien's staff have been let go in different ways, but essentially, though, there's been some house cleaning, not completely, but and I asked Jerome to start the show, and I'm curious your thoughts since you cover this team every day. Was this some sort of negotiation? Was there the point where it was like, hey, Bill, we're going to keep you, but you've got to make some changes? Or was this a Bill O'Brien decision that maybe he approached management and said, hey, don't worry, I'm going to make these changes?
I think it everyone involved in this knows that this team has to be better. When you have the skilled players you have now, of course, this year, a lot of those guys are injured. When you have players like this, you have a window where you feel like you can win. You have to win. Can't go 4-12. So I think Bill has been very clear that his goal is to be better. I mean, last year they got rid of George Gotze and Bill took over play calling. This isn't the first time he's made changes like that. So I don't know. I can't, from what I know of Bob McNair, I can't imagine he said, look, this is how you're going to do it. You're going to have to make these changes. I think they're just have, you know, they've identified areas which they can improve, and, you know, they've seen that these are measures they could take to get them there.
Sarah Barshop of ESPN joining us here. She covers the Texans for ESPN on our HRNP listener line. Sarah, the special teams obviously were a disaster. What do you get from the discussions of the secondary that did not play very well, but that particular firing seems to stand out in a sense that the players didn't perform? I don't know if they were not being coached very well or they just weren't very good this year. What is your sense of that?
I think just sometimes you need to change because it didn't work. And whether maybe the reason, you know, Kevin Johnson hasn't played well in these first couple of years, it's not just because of the injuries, but because he's not being coached well. You know, maybe what they've looked at, if they decided it's just time to move on. Sometimes personalities don't mesh and they're just ready to move on. I think you can't just look at it and say, oh, this person is no longer in the job because they weren't good at their job. I think there are lots of different factors that go into that.
And I also find it very interesting that it was kind of a side note in a way. It was in the middle of another answer, but Bill O'Brien was praising his quarterback's coach, but also said, he'd like to be able to call plays in this league, and I don't want to stand in his way, which, I mean, like, you would think he'd go, you could make him your offensive coordinator and let him call plays here, but O'Brien's not giving that up, apparently. Is that your sense, too?
Yeah, I think that's what he made pretty clear today, is that he is not interested. I mean, you saw what he did with Deshaun. I don't understand why he would not call plays anymore if he can replicate what he did in those 7 weeks with Deshaun. I think he had a lot of fun. That was the most creative we've seen this offense. And part of that's the quarterback, of course. But Deshaun gave him the weapons and tools to allow him to call a game like that. And so I think he really enjoyed that. And he really likes being really heavily involved with the offense. And I think it's great, actually, that he's not. I mean, a lot of coaches will block their assistants from interviewing somewhere else. So I think that's nice. He recognizes that, you know, some guys like Sean Ryan want to call plays one day, but it's probably not going to happen in Houston.
So I know Mike Vrabel has been given permission to talk to the Detroit Lions about their vacant head coaching position. Vrabel is a name that's being mentioned on several lists of potential candidates. I'm not so sure he's going to get a head coaching job right away. Usually the first step is just to get the interviews, especially coming off the season they did. But let's just say that the Lions do hire him. What is your feel on what the Texans will do? Will they make Romeo Crennel the defensive coordinator again, or will they continue to make him the assistant head coach and fill the DC spot with somebody else?
They really like Romeo, and Bill said today that Romeo will be back. But and maybe the Texans would be interested in having them as their defensive coordinator again, but from when I've talked to him, he really enjoys this role. So I don't know that he would be willing to go back, and maybe he would. But I think it's probably a two-way street there. And if they find someone else they like, I think maybe they would opt to promote him instead of putting Romeo back as the defensive coordinator.
Did Bill O'Brien talk today? And for people who weren't listening in, did he get into particular areas that were the most concerning for him and what he thinks led to this 4-12 debacle of a season?
He talked about special teams a lot. I mean, I think most of the press conference was talking about his future and how this organization is going to fill Rick's absence. But he talked a little bit about injuries. Obviously, he said, you know, we can't make excuses. We're as good as our record is. But, he acknowledged that there are definitely areas that need to get better, but you just hope to have a healthy team next season.
All right, before we let you go, I'm curious, in regards to Rick Smith in this GM position, what are some names that you may have heard, or have you heard of any names that may be thrown out that might be on the short list that would be the Texans GM next year?
I think Brian Gain is the one that I've heard the most. He's in Buffalo now. And to me, this is really interesting because after Rick's press conference, it seems like maybe they were just going to have someone step up a year and then he would come back. Now it seems like more like they're hiring a GM for the future. If it was the first case, I don't know that he'd be interested. I mean, I think it would be hard to get a guy to come and say, hey, come be the GM for 1 year, make these decisions. And then you'll probably still have another job. You'll have a job in the organization, but Rick Smith is going to take it back. So now I think if you have the flexibility to tell guys, like, this is your team, you're the general manager, and you're going to make those decisions. I think Bill spoke very highly of him today. It seems like they get along. And I think ultimately that's kind of what the McNairs are looking for, someone who can work with Bill. And as Bill said today, I just have the same vision and kind of have an alignment in their views for how this team is going to be run.
And Sarah Barshop of ESPN joining us here on the HRNP listener line. Real quick before you go, Sarah, is there any possibility at all that Bill O'Brien will be back this season and not get a contract extension?
He said he would coach without one. I don't think so, just because I think unless they go with a GM that he doesn't feel that is, he shares the same vision as him. I mean, Bill was not, I asked him today, I said, so, because he was kind of noncommittal talking about, he said, I feel like I'll be back. He wouldn't say for sure. So I said, well, if the McNairs hire a GM that you don't feel has that same vision as you, could we see you not come back next year? And he didn't really answer that. So there's definitely a scenario where that's a possibility, but I think he'll have an input on the hiring process for general manager, and I think he'll sign a contract extension after that.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. We appreciate it. Good stuff.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to go to a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the tap dancing Bill O'Brien today. Sandman coming out for Bill O'Brien. That's not going to happen. He's going to get everything he wants, apparently, or probably. And if he doesn't, that would be more interesting to me. That would be more fun if the McNairs told him, nah, dog.
No.
We're going to do what we want to do. And then I'd love to see
it. It kind of have been, though, right? I mean, with Rick, it was like, no, Rick's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but you say Rick's not going anywhere, but he gone. Right?
Yeah, but I think I think right the circumstances are different, though. If his wife wasn't going through what she's going through, would he be?
I fully understand.
Because like we said, a week ago.
Well, I don't. But his wife was going through that a week ago.
Right, but I think
and 2 weeks ago.
But I don't think most people knew about that. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying what changed that he felt he needed to step away now when he didn't feel he needed to step away in September or October or November or December.
Yeah.
You know, and to bring her there yesterday to say, look how healthy she is. She's in good shape and good to go now. But these are things we don't know, so I'm not even going to take wild stabs at. But you said he's not gone. Yes, he is. He might be coming back, but right now, okay. Today, he gone.
Okay.
And we gone.